Welcome to International Voices, a podcast highlighting the backgrounds and experiences of international students studying in the United States. This is episode number 6. I'm your host, John, and I'm here with Ranger, who's from the East African country of Burundi. Ranger, welcome.
Oh, thanks, John.
Ranger is a fixture around this office. He's involved in a lot of things on campus. What are some of the things you do here at SUU, Ranger?
So last fall, I was captain for the SUU orientation for the Americans, and that was fun. And I'm also an ISA, which means International Student Ambassador. And yeah.
And you also play like most of the intramural sports, right?
Oh yeah, I like sports. So I played in basketball, I played in volleyball with John, and I play like with the ACU soccer team.
It was so funny when we played volleyball together, because Ranger would jump about 2 seconds before I normally would to spike a ball, and I would think, Ranger, no, it's too early. And then you just kind of like levitated in the air for a while.
Yeah, I know. I've been told like too much that I jump high. So I try to, you know, compensate that and be like jumping earlier so that we can come to the ground in the same time.
So that us white guys, we feel like we can hang on the basketball court. There's a few times too, you just like, when we were playing pickup basketball, I thought I had an open shot, and then Ranger came out of nowhere with his stretchy arms to block him.
Well, you're not the only one. They complaining really about my long arms. So I don't know what to do, but I cannot cut them. So
you can't help it, man. It's our problem.
Yeah, though. It's not me.
He's a defensive menace on the basketball court. Anyway, good to have you, Ranger. I've been looking forward to this for a while. I think a lot of people can learn a lot about Burundi and about East Africa in general. And so I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Oh, okay. So Burundi is a tiny country besides, like, it's in the south of Rwanda and in the west of Tanzania and in the east of Congo. But actually, Burundi is 80 times. Congo is 80 times Burundi. So it's really tiny, but it's really beautiful. And then we do have some beaches on our lake. It's the second deepest lake in the world. So we are really proud of that. And
what's the name of the lake?
Lake Tanganyika.
Tanganyika?
Yes. So if you go to Burundi, make sure that you go visit in the south of the country. We do have a forest full of monkeys, and I heard about some Americans, they so excited to see hippos. Yeah, hippos. The hippos are, I don't know, I would say big enough to scare you, but maybe they saw them on TV and they'd be like, oh, that's cute, but really, trust me, it's not. Well, it looks cute, but once it's just gonna come for you, then it's not any more cute.
Well, hippos are like some of the most dangerous animals in the world, right? I mean, they kill,
yeah,
I don't know how many people, but lots of people every year.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they can run faster than you if you go on a straight line. So that means don't try to run. I mean, if you try to run, just go not on a straight line. Try to make curves.
You have to do zigzags.
Zigzags, yeah.
You gotta outjuke them because they're fast in a straight line, right?
True.
Good. Some hippo safety tips from Ranger. Just in case one gets out of the Salt Lake City Zoo. Anyone in Utah, make sure you run in zigzags. Can you tell us about your hometown?
Yeah, so I'm from the capital of the country, which is Bujumbura. And I was living in a neighborhood called Mutanga Nor. Shout out to them.
Shout out. Are they listening right now?
Yeah, they are. I'm pretty sure they are.
Good.
So it's kind of 20 minutes from the lake by car. I was trying to be there as many times as I could, because it's a really nice place to go to. And
what do you do when you're at the lake?
Well, just chilling, and then, I mean, it's a really good place to date for whoever is interested to go dating in Burundi. And so
that's the place where you would take a girl if you're interested, if you want to show her a nice place, have a good time together, you go to the lake.
True,
that would be. Maybe have a little picnic. What do you bring with you?
Well, picnics are not really the thing. So you go there and you buy stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the thing, because it's like they have bars, they have foods there, they have restaurants. So you will go there and then buy things there, not like bring them. But there is some spot that you can do that if you feel like you're comfortable with that. But I think we Burundians, we don't do that a lot. But I learned in America you do that, so maybe.
So the lake is different than going to like a lake up on the mountains here in Utah, where there's nothing. There are no bars, clearly, no food, no restaurants.
There's nothing alike. Maybe the water, yeah, but there's nothing alike.
Yeah. You go swimming?
Yep. We don't have, well, we probably have some crocodiles, but they're not really close to to the border. But it's really nice. And the other stuff to know is like our temperature, like the weather, is not going to go below 75, mm-hmm. and not going to go over 80.
So like it's always the same between 75 and 80 degrees,
yes,
all year?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. It is a really nice weather. And then you're not going to complain about the snow, because we don't have snow. But it's really, yeah, it's really cool. That's the thing I miss.
So you can go to the lake all year round?
Yes.
Nice. Well, now that it's getting warmer in Utah, finally we can, like, spend some time outside.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I loved, like, sunshine and being outside. And then the last few days it's been nice.
Yeah, that I miss not being in a sweater. Like, go out, take your shirt off, enjoy the sun. That's the thing we miss, like, in winter, right?
Yeah, I think winter's beautiful, and I like snowboarding, but I'm tired of winter. I'm ready for summer to be here.
Well, I've never snowboard, and I don't know how to ski, but I've been ice skating, so maybe it can be more fun because you're going faster, but it's really likely that you're going to break your leg. But still, I like taking risks, so.
Maybe in the future, maybe next year you'll have to come on our trip. We'll get you on a snowboard. So what, maybe you touched on it already, but what are some things you miss about your hometown? You said the lake. What else?
I really miss the food. Well, I would say you have beans here, but it's not like our beans. And so the food that they called fufu, the Congolese that are here, they were like, hey, have you ever had fufu? And I was like, what is fufu? And once I saw that, it was like the same thing, but with a different flour. Mm. So that means it's not going to taste the same, and then we'll never. But the thing is, I miss that fufu, but we call that ubugari.
Ubugari. So yeah. What? Explain what that is.
So it's basically like you can do that from... I don't know how to say that food, but the flour that you have here would be corn.
Okay.
And maybe some others, and then you're just gonna boil water and put the flour in. Be like mixing, don't put too much, because you want that fufu to be sticker, and so that you can eat it with the sauce. And then, well, there's different ways to eat it, but in the same time, it's just gonna at the end, it's just gonna taste like the same.
So it's like a, is it almost like a paste? Is it like mashed potatoes or something? Like, what's the consistency?
It looks like mashed potatoes, but more dry. So that's why you need sauce with it, and then maybe some meat if you want. But I really do miss that. And then the other thing that I miss is my friends. I really miss my friends, because hopefully they just gonna notice that, but it's just been a year and I feel like it's just 10 years. So
shout out to Rangers friends out there. I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah, true.
We got Wambi in the studio.
Oh my.
we'll elaborate on what that means a little bit later. But thanks to all of Rangers friends who are listening from Burundi. What do you think are some popular misconceptions about Burundi, or maybe about East Africa in general?
So I've heard a lot. Like, my first time coming here, I had a friend, and then she was like, so I met this American, and they were like asking me if we have like many animals, like pets, or I don't know, but
what, like, it was like lions and monkeys and like those kind of animals.
True, yeah, like that. And so it's like they think it would be like a forest or a jungle or something like that, but it's really not. And then, so the other thing would be, I don't know if some of them heard about that, but there is some kind of wars going on, and then that would make some parts of East Africa and even Burundi unsafe. But that's just for now, and hopefully it's just gonna get better. But yeah, I just think that would be the only thing that they would say. But if they do think something, just go for that person who's from that country. If you want to know something from Burundi, or really if you feel like going to Burundi, just ask me. I will tell you what you need to know.
There you go. I think that's something we hear so much in this podcast, is if you want to know something about a country, find someone from there and get some real authentic advice from the people that are from there. I think one thing that I notice often, and perhaps I've been guilty about it in the past, but I mean, there's such distinct cultures in different countries of Africa, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And I think Americans oftentimes say, oh, that person's from Africa, like it's a country in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, have you noticed that? Have people ever kind of put you in a category with other African students, assuming that you speak the same language or that you come from the same cultural background?
Yeah. So I have this funny story. I was walking with my friend. I mean, he's American. And he was like, so tell me again where you're from. And I said, I'm from Burundi. And he said, is that in Africa? And I said, yeah. So you're basically from Africa. And I said, no, I'm from Burundi. And he said again, it's in Africa. And I said, yes. So, but I just returned the question to him. And I was like, where are you from? And he said, USA. And I said, okay, so you're American. You're from America. And he said, yeah. So you don't think that if someone is going to say, you're from America, because I know America is the continent, but not really, I mean, not just only USA, and you'd be fine with that, like, that person calling you from America. And he was like, yeah, I don't mind. So I guess it's just a thing that we've been really called, like, Africans, so that people trying to think that maybe if they didn't pay attention in geography, they would be like, you're from Africa, and that's it, because they don't really need to know, because they don't feel like going there. But if you're interested, then you'll be like, where is it? What do you have there? Like, is it exotic? Is it desert? Is it like some stuff like that? So yeah, I've been into those thing, like being called African. And I'd be like, please call me Burundian. I'm from Burundi. I know it's tiny, but still it's a country. So, yeah, it happens.
That's like if you went to a Canadian person and said, you're from North America, right? And they would say, well, yeah, but I'm from Canada. You say, so you're from North America, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's obviously there's a pride in where you're from and your culture, and you want to share that with people. So I think the lesson is that Americans, we need to focus on our African geography a little bit more, and in middle school and high school, right?
Yeah, please, if you... I mean, if you're still taking some classes of geography, please focus on that class. It helps sometimes.
Or just buy a map and look at it sometimes. I have a globe on my desk and I check it out whenever I'm
bored. Oh, yeah, true. So. It's just that one, that little teeny one. Yeah. Besides. Like, it's... we don't have any access to the ocean. And, well, I don't feel ashamed, but I've never seen an ocean, and I'm 20-something years.
Do you want to?
Yeah, for sure. I will go California. Like, it's my goal.
Yeah, you should go. Yeah. There's really nothing like being next to the ocean. But you have your lake, too, which...
True.
You gotta be around water. I think it's really calming. Good. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more from Ranger.